Welcome to Grace for All. My name is Julie George, your host for today's podcast. Grace for All is a daily devotional produced by the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Be made clean. Luke chapter 5, verse 13, New Revised Standard Version. Then Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do choose. Be made clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him. This encounter with a leper occurs as Jesus is teaching and healing throughout the land. Growing crowds are following him, amazed by the authority of his preaching. Many are hoping for healing from conditions from which they've suffered for years, even their whole lives. Despite the crowds, Jesus recognizes and reaches out to individuals such as this leper. The leper bows his head and begs Jesus for healing. In the preceding verse, the leper says, "Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." And Jesus does choose. A man is made clean. In biblical times, disease was considered to be punishment for sin. The appearance of the leper, skin lesions, rashes, discoloration of the skin, made it clear that the person was not fit to enter the temple or associate with others. Lepers were forced to live on the outskirts of town, forage for their food, and even ring a bell and call out unclean if another person came near. They lived a life of shame and isolation. But here is Jesus, acknowledging, responding to, and even touching the leper who has begged for healing. The leper's request is granted. He is made clean. Jesus continues to reach out to us today. Whatever sin separates us from God can be forgiven, and we can be made clean if only we ask. During this Lenten season of self-examination, reflection, and repentance, may we be mindful that Jesus never turns away. The first step to healing and a closer relationship with Him is up to us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we come to You in faith, asking to be made clean and healed from our iniquities. Thank You for the gift of Your grace and forgiveness, and for always choosing love. In Your name we pray. Amen. Today's devotional was written by Pat Scruggs and read by Julie George.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.